CKLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
Let us really try to change this shameful world that we are living in. We're not asking for condemnation from the Canadian government. We're asking for serious action. We're asking for more.
The activists detained by the Israeli Defense Force from the Global Samud Flotilla have returned home. On Saturday, May 23rd, two Montrealers, Safa Shebi and Ihab Lotaif, landed in Montreal and were greeted at the airport by friends, family, activists, and press. These two locals were among the 428 activists detained by the IDF while sailing in the humanitarian Samud Flotilla to deliver aid to Gaza on more than 50 ships. The ships were carrying medical aid, food, and baby formula bound for the occupied Gaza Strip. The amount of aid on board the vessels has been described as symbolic, an effort to break Gaza's isolation from international aid, which is currently overseen by Israel. The ships were intercepted by the Israeli Navy on May 18th and 19th. The 428 activists were taken into Israeli detention. 11 of these activists were Canadians. In a video personally shared by Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, the detained are bound on their knees, with their hands tied behind their backs. Ben-Gvir is seen taunting the prisoners as soldiers drag some by their hair while others scream and plead. Photos showing bruising inflicted from boots and beanbag bullets have been circulated online by the activists, and the detained have also made over 30 reports of alleged sexual abuse from Israeli soldiers. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has condemned the treatment of these activists, calling it, quote, appalling abuse, unquote. Over the weekend at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport, Shebi and Lotaif spoke to the crowd. With a visible stab wound on his hand, here's Lotaif.
We are not the story. The only thing that is important about what we did is that now there are some of us holding Western government nationalities and passports who know what really happens to the Palestinian people day in and day out. The amount of torture and beating and humiliation that falls upon the Palestinians that we experienced for 3 days is unbearable.
There have been continued protests in response to the capture and abuse of these activists in Montreal, across Canada, and around the world. Activists demand governments expand from just condemnation of Ben-Gvir, but to the actions of Israel on the whole, demanding intense boycotts for Israel's continued genocide in the Gaza Strip and expanded settlement into the West Bank. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
So smart, so smart, you almost did. I fight the urge to hold my fear. This isn't high school. I'm in my head, breathing into my brain. I thought I shouldn't. Caught in cosmic timing, that is easy, that is why I like it. I'll push to be nicer to. to me, I guess. Raising lovers to not break up. Sincerely, I crush my truth into diamond. Call me pretty, I'll forget who I am. Maybe things survive in spite of fighting. Raising lovers to not break up.
Bonjour.
Hello. Salut.
Donc, ceci est le premier épisode de Code Switch. Say something.
Oh my God. I don't know what I could say right now. I'm so excited. My heart is beating very fast. I'm so glad to have some time right now to talk to my favorite person. And yap.
Ah! I'm so excited to yap today. It's the start of something great.
Right.
Donc, Code Switch is going to be a... Le, je sais qu'on parle en anglais, mais ça va être un show en français
ouais,
et en franglais.
Ouais, c'est en mode franglais. Là.
Dans le fond, bon, on est tous les deux de Montréal.
Right.
Almost born and raised for me.
Ouais. Well, born in the Bahamas... But Montréalaise de cœur.
Yeah, Montréalaise de cœur, that's for sure. Bref, tout ça pour dire que on parle comme les gens de Montréal, c'est-à-dire vraiment very much so en anglais et en français.
Right.
Mais on s'est dit que ce serait quand même le fun d'avoir notre show en français.
Ouais.
Right? Like,
perso, juste... moi, je peux pas stick à l'anglais. Genre, ça, ouais. Ça le fait pas.
On a essayé de faire ça.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Charts and Crafts.
let's take a second to talk about our Charts and Crafts episode last 2 weeks ago.
Right.
How did you feel about that?
It was an episode for sure. We got through it. We discovered a lot of cool artists. But genre au début, il y avait comme un tech difficulty.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Déstabilisé, and I was not able to get back from it, I think, until like 30 minutes in.
C'est vrai, because like, yeah, I don't have Spotify on my phone, I don't use it, it didn't upload the thing, and en tout cas.
Right.
Mais oui, c'est ça, donc en fait, on devrait peut-être se présenter, moi c'est Sarah.
Moi c'est Delisha.
We've been friends for how many years now?
Like 3-4...
Yeah, cégep vibes.
Yeah, I'm not good with
time. I think 4 years
vibes.
Or 3. En tout cas, it's been a little while already.
Yeah.
Et on a beaucoup de choses en commun, I feel like, right?
Ouais. We like to dance. We like movies.
Mm-hmm.
We like cakey balls. That's what we like.
En tout cas.
We like le frier.
Okay, brunch. Yes, we have brunch in common. En tout cas, ouais.
Bref.
C'est juste, it's a fun thing to do. We're both very much into culture and media.
Yes.
I just finished my first year in communications here at Concordia. And you are starting your first year.
Yes, I'm not currently a student, but I'm starting in the fall in cultural studies. So I will not be seeing anyone. I'll be at my laptop writing at all times.
And we will definitely like tell you about what we're writing on,
right,
and our research and everything, because I'm very much passionate about culture in general, and I'm a dancer, and I've been... actually, c'est vraiment le fun, cette session. J'ai pu écrire sur la danse, puis comme commencer à intellectualiser un petit peu la danse en tant que culture noire. Et voilà, donc c'est plein d'affaires que je commence à explorer un peu qui vont clairement ressortir dans... C'est sûr, en tout cas, que je vais en parler pendant l'émission. Donc voilà, bon, je pense qu'on a un peu yap assez pour le live. La première chanson qu'on a jouée, c'était So Smart de Magi Merlin, Montreal artist.
Yes.
Shout out Magi Merlin. J'ai été dans son vidéoclip en 2021, and every time I talk about Magi Merlin, Have I not said that to you?
No, I don't think so. I think you hate
Ben, genre, ma face apparaît dans comme une, point, une seconde, genre le coin de ma face, là. Mais en tout cas, c'est comme ça que j'ai découvert sa musique. Et depuis, je suis un peu ce qu'elle fait, puis c'est super, genre, en tout cas.
Ouais, pop really star, like
Yeah, puis donc ça, c'est So Smart qui fait partie de son album. Je suis désolée, j'ai pas le nom de son album, qui va sortir. Il est pas encore sorti, donc that's why. Mais ça s'en vient bientôt. Et voilà, je vais enchaîner avec une chanson de Kai Crusade. OK, let me take a second to talk about Kai Crusade.
Right, this is personal.
This is personal. Donc, j'ai découvert Kai Crusade en septembre, donc au tout début de ma première session à Concordia. Je me rappelle prendre la 105, écouter son album « Joint for You » dans le bus. 105, pire bus, by the way. Fuck that. Oh, j'ai oublié. OK, something about the show. We can't swear.
Right.
Donc, je vais vraiment essayer de ne pas sacrer. Ça va être difficile. Je ne vais pas être capable. donc, voilà. Donc, je n'aime vraiment pas cet autobus, mais écouter Kai Crusade made it bearable. Okay. Et donc, voilà, je pense que c'est vraiment l'algorithme de Spotify qui m'a fait découvrir Witch.
Wow.
Genre,
rare W.
Ouais, pour de vrai, comme Spotify, bon, j'ai beaucoup de choses à dire négatives dessus, mais l'algorithme, c'est clairement une de ses forces parce qu'il me connaît tellement bien.
Right.
Et voilà, donc ça, c'est son deuxième album, Joint for You, qui est vraiment comme, ça m'a tellement happé dès que je l'ai écouté. C'est super jazzy, genre avec des live instruments, but he's also rapping on it. It really feels like a band, like a friend group coming together around music. Donc voilà, just a little bit about him, parce que je trouve ça intéressant. Donc, il y a 22 ans, bien notre âge.
Crazy.
Comme Théodora, d'ailleurs.
Théodora.
Donc, ouais, c'est un peu...
Yeah.
We're still doing stuff.
Théodora a 22 ans.
Yes, elle a 22 ans.
What?
Je sais. Donc voilà, en fait, j'ai pas grand-chose à dire. Il vient de Chicago, et il est en train de vraiment recevoir plus de recognition. Mais quand même, quand j'en parle à des gens, je vois que c'est pas tout le monde qui le connaît. T'sais.
Moi, je le connaissais pas avant que tu m'en parles, perso.
Bon, mais c'est le genre d'artiste que je ne gatekeep pas. J'en parle à tout le monde parce que c'est trop bon puis il mérite d'être découvert. Donc, je vais vous jouer Hashtag Dog, qui est pas de son album Joint For You, mais qui est de son album Yvette de 2024. On part ça live.
I finish this verse, I'm starting therapy. No more holding back or ego or the arrogancy. No more holding back or ego or complacency. No more staying back or laying down with the agency. Worry about you and me. I'm just a kid from Chicago trying to do the right thing. Be sunny side town, held up, ride around. Come back, come down, get it back. Okay now, oh wait. A new beginning, a new horizon. I know this should be looking different. Some days I wake up, I feel like I'm Antoine Fisher. I know I wake up, I know I'm getting a little closer. I know the wake up, I know this shit got me hard up. Keep your head up, baby boy, yeah, this guy's juking. Me and God, we sit up and we talk about music. He said I need a better mix, and I got a third thing when I got some good friends. And
I'm in this bitch, I'm in this bitch with my dogs. I'm in this bitch with my dogs. I say I'm in this bitch, I'm in this bitch with my dogs.
Go way back, you can ask friends of mine. Check the flyer, 2021. My brother is always smiling. Keep looking forward, but the thoughts circle. Reality hits, my trauma from the industry is what I won't miss. The pressure hurt me, but we all know this. I'm working in a circle of niggas that really do inspire me. We working to retire early. I hope it stays pure to dreams. Or go to statue, tell me more.
Sometimes all it takes is a phone call. And even though I got love for the fam, sometimes I can't phone y'all.
I'm stuck in my mind, my gears isn't working, I'm stuck on grind. Set hike, I'm the first to take off the line. I was cut from a valley never seen, I'm the first of my kind. Shine a little light on the soul and you hope it ain't lime. Any day could be the day, I hope it ain't time. I hope it ain't time, I pray it ain't mine.
Certain. Got a plan, just call me back though, you get the time. I've been stuck between the vines, I've been reading in the lines, I've been wasting all your time. You can't even see I'm lying. No, you can't even see I'm lying. No, you can't even see I'm lying. Yeah, no.
I can keep on tripping, I just really need to wake up. Checking on my phone, too many calling, I can't take it. Fighting through the storm to catch the public transportation. Taking time to keep myself from falling in destruction. Learning from mistakes, but they hit harder when you face them. Working on myself, but with the game, we dream chasing. I just keep on grinding, that's my only motivation.
But a prayer only gets you that far. I crashed out my four wheels, I was stuck in the dark. You was playing in the theater, I wasn't built for the park. But I could act though, like McFly, we keep chilling in the past though. Like McFly, I be chilling in the
sometimes all it take is a phone call. And even though I got love for the fam, sometimes I can't phone y'all. I'm stuck in my mind, my gears isn't working, I'm stuck on grind. Set hike, I'm the first to take off the line. I was cut from a fabric never seen, I'm the first of my kind. Shine a little light on the soul and you hope it ain't lime. Any day could be the day, I hope it ain't time. I hope it ain't time, I pray it ain't mine.
One time, motherfucker used to come outside early in the morning for everybody outside. Think you watching both ways. Really, you ain't paying attention and shit, though. You feel me? Because day that good to you. Like, you ain't never really been outside and just felt the sun up on you and that motherfucker really just shining just for you. Shit different out west. I ain't gonna lie to you. You ain't never even been in Chicago for real if you ain't been to Uncle Remus.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
FMFest is back on July 10, 11, 12th. Join us at Sauterania and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead. The show continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
on Saturday, July 11th, we can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops Crops Crops, MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizach, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie from Black Country New Road, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
That was groovy. I love that. We were in the stew vibing with that one.
Yes.
That was Hands on Me, Hand on Me, sorry, by Nourished by Time from his EP Catching Chickens that came out in 2024. And we were just talking about this dude yesterday because we have a friend, Ocean, who like really likes his face, I guess.
Yeah, okay, shout out Océane first of all, because she's like the third, she's the third of the trio,
right?
Genre, she's here. We're, sachez qu'à chaque fois qu'on est là, genre qu'on show up, she's here in spirit with us.
Yes, yes.
So shout out Océane, on t'aime. Et oui, c'est ça, je disais, c'est drôle parce qu'à chaque fois qu'on mentionne Nourished by Time, elle mentionne à quel point elle trouve chaud, genre, je trouve ça trop. Puis nous, on le trouve, ben, il est chill, mec. Il est pas genre spécifiquement sexy to us, but
to,
like.
But you know what? Beauty is subjective.
It is. It so is.
It so is. So, yeah.
Ouais, ben, I guess qu'on voulait donner un petit peu plus de détails sur le concept de notre émission, right? Ouais. Parce qu'on en a pas tant parlé. The truth is, ça va shift beaucoup selon les semaines. Genre, moi, de la manière que je le vois, c'est juste comme un checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our week. C'est un peu le soundtrack to our week.
Mm-hmm.
S'il y a des trucs qui se sont passés, de spécifiques, soit des événements, ou juste dans notre vie personnelle aussi, tu sais, comme...
Ouais, ouais, ouais. On n'a même pas, en fait, expliqué, genre, l'idée de derrière la vibe de cette semaine.
C'est vrai.
The name of the episode.
C'est vrai.
Breaking the ice.
Breaking the ice. Okay, I came up with this title yesterday night.
Yes.
Because breaking the ice, as in, it's our first show. We're introducing mm-hmm. ourselves. We're introducing the show, but also breaking the ice because June, on est au début du mois de juin.
Exactly.
C'est le premier mois d'été. Breaking the ice, breaking free from winter.
Yes, okay.
At last.
Okay, double entendre.
Yeah. Kill me, Kendrick.
Not too much. Mais oui, Code Switch. C'est quoi l'idée derrière le nom de Code Switch? Well,
yeah. Code Switch, what is code switching? C'est une pratique de... C'est juste quelque chose qu'on fait en tant que personne.
Mm-hmm.
On change soit la manière dont on parle... ou dont on agit, comme mettons notre gestuelle,
mm-hmm.
dépendamment de dans quel environnement on est, avec qui on parle.
Ouais,
right?
Ouais.
C'est quelque chose dont on parle beaucoup dans la communauté noire, juste parce que, mettons, au Québec,
ouais.
genre, la manière que je parle avec mes amis blancs que j'ai rencontrés au cégep n'est pas la même façon que je parle avec mes amis noirs, avec
yes.
mon père, avec ma mère. Genre, c'est tout, tu sais... Et
yes.
c'est tout moi. C'est tout genre the real me. That's the thing also.
Right. That's what's crazy. I feel like when I'm code switching, it's all about avoiding side eyes. Like, you know, when you like say the wrong joke to the wrong audience.
Right.
I've done that too many times and now I try to avoid it.
Right.
That's like the banal version of it. But of course, there's like the bigger societal like dilemma of like, me struggling to even like know how to dress for an interview because like, well, if I like look too grunge, am I gonna like, are they gonna like it? Are they gonna vibe with that? If
right.
I like look a bit too black, whatever that means, like, is that gonna be like in my disfavor? So
mm-hmm.
we thought it would be ironic to title our show Code Switch to like describe a space that would be safe and where we would be the most unmasked.
Exact. Et aussi, je trouve que Code Switch, ça encompasse l'intersectionnalité pour moi.
Mm-hmm.
Genre, ça, c'est comme... Comment je pourrais expliquer? Ça décrit un peu différentes parties de qui on est, tu sais. Genre,
mm-hmm.
ça... Yeah, it like shows how like we're queer, we're also black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half white too, so that's mm-hmm. also part of my identity. So it's like all of these different facets of my being
mm-hmm.
that are, yeah, that are part of me and that I can.
It makes us unique and beautiful.
Period. And also, yeah, genre basically when we came up with the title, we were joking about it because like it can apply to literally any situation.
We've been spamming it.
we've been stimming yeah. Code Switch a lot.
A lot. We are going to do it. Like, be careful.
Code Switch.
Code Switch.
On n'a pas encore de tag, genre on n'a pas de DJ tag encore, mais oh, I feel like we're going to get
Yo,
so annoying when we're going to get
it. Going to be sticky. Genre, on prévoyait genre, mais on prévoyait. That's what I'm like expecting of it is like a world star, like annoying, like buzzing sound. Like, imagine.
Oui, oui, à 100%. Est-ce qu'on avait d'autres choses à dire là-dessus?
No, actually.
Ouais, okay.
Great song, though. I love.
Great song. I love Nourished by Time.
Yeah. Listen to him.
Listen to him. His new album, The Passionate Ones, is also really good. Mm. But yeah, just black music in general, I think, is what we mostly listen to, both of us.
Yeah.
Ça fait un bout que j'ai un peu de mal à décrire, genre, sais pas, avant, I was talking to you about this, que comme, during my teenage years, genre mes années au cégep, you know when you know exactly what you like you're a fan of something,
yes.
Genre, I listen to a lot of indie music, et genre, or, I don't know, either like, peu importe ce que j'écoutais, I felt so deeply about it, puis j'étais tellement obsessed, et là après, je suis arrivée à un moment où est-ce que je savais pas vraiment what to listen to, and I think it has also, genre, tu sais, les algorithmes de Spotify, les algorithmes en général, comme on est juste trop d'affaires, and
ouais.
You're not, you don't, I was feeling lost in all the music, but I just realized after a while, genre, ces dernières peut-être 3 ans, I just be listening to black music in general.
Like, in general?
Yeah.
Because music is black, and black is music, whatever.
Actually, yeah.
Honestly,
there is so much to be said
make
about
that
this.
A shirt. Yes.
Next. Music is black, and black is music. Et sur ce, je vais jouer Moon Pays de Osuela. Je vais en parler un peu après parce que j'ai l'impression qu'on a beaucoup parlé. Mais j'ai vraiment quelque chose à dire sur ce band-là qui est vraiment incroyable, que j'ai découvert récemment. Donc, Moon Pays de Osuela.
Baby,
So you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Code Switch. La chanson qui vient de jouer était Aubin Rin, le remix de Isco. Do you want to tell us a bit about it, Delisha?
Yes, this is a song by Divine Earth. She's a London artist. I actually don't know much about the artist. All I know is that this song made my last summer amazing. It was the soundtrack to like a lot of my like start of days, and I remember like my first DJing mixing workshop. I played this song, and it was like the first time that I was like, "Wait, this is tea," because I mixed it with some other song, and since then I've been mixing this song all the time. I feel like it goes well with so many vibes, such like chill. Tropical, like drinking a daiquiri on the beach, yep. Vibe. Anyways, I love her. What about Moon Pays?
Yes, ok, donc Moon Pays, la chanson que j'ai jouée juste avant de Osuela. Donc Osuela, c'est un band que j'ai découvert le mois passé parce que c'était les artistes invités au festival Tapwater Jam, qui est un festival de house et hip-hop, donc un festival de danse. Et donc, c'est ça. Osuela, c'est un groupe de 5 artistes qui sont des danseurs et des musiciens. Ils s'appellent... I like it. I love this. They call themselves Space Dance Instrumentalists. So, c'est genre vraiment un mélange entre dancers and instrumentalists.
OK.
Et oui, donc... C'est des musiciens qui sont passionnés de, là je lis un peu leur bio là, house music, jazz, hip-hop et musique afro-caribéenne. Puis c'est ça. Donc c'est vraiment leur but, c'est de blend les labels de dancers and musicians dans leur leur spectacle, leur scenic writing.
Si.
Fait que c'est ça. J'ai vu leur show à Tapwater, c'était insane parce que donc voilà, déjà ils font de la musique, donc c'est tous des musiciens et à tour de rôle, genre ils laissent leur instrument, ils vont en avant puis ils font genre un solo de freestyle.
Impossible.
Et chacun est tellement fort, genre ils sont tellement bons en danse aussi et c'est juste tellement groovy, ça m'a vraiment bring back à comme je disais, bon, j'ai fait beaucoup de lectures sur la danse, la musique, la culture noire cette année d'université.
Mm-hmm.
Puis genre c'est vraiment striking à quel point la musique et la danse dans la culture noire sont comme it's mm-hmm. one, you mm-hmm. know. So music doesn't go without dance et vice versa yeah. évidemment. Donc c'est vraiment comme they embody this for me. Fait que c'est vraiment cool. Et dans le festival, donc la dernière journée, c'était des workshops. Puis ils donnaient un workshop sur la musicalité.
Ooh,
un workshop de danse sur la right. musicalité. Fait que j'étais comme, ben là, il faut que j'apprenne, tu sais.
Yeah.
Fait que je suis allée. C'était vraiment nice. C'était dans un grand espace à Cat's Corner, le studio de danse à Station Frontenac.
Mm-hmm.
Et donc, vu qu'ils sont cinq artistes dans ce band-là, ben il y en avait une qui était la DJ. Donc, c'était avec un live DJ.
Okay.
Et chacun des autres avait leur propre comme station de... Fait que on était quand même beaucoup, là. Je pense qu'on était peut-être 80, peut-être une centaine de gens. Ouais, ouais. Il y avait beaucoup de monde. Peut-être un peu moins, là. Mais genre, bref, il y avait quatre groupes en même temps.
Okay.
Fait que là, genre, tu sais, moi, j'étais avec mon propre groupe. Puis là, on suivait, genre, on suivait. Puis on faisait un atelier après l'autre avec chacune des personnes.
Mm-hmm.
Mais c'est vraiment cool parce que chaque personne a travaillé sur un truc. Il y en a un qui a vraiment travaillé sur le jack. Donc, c'est surtout du house. Chose que, donc, house dance is something that I really like and I've been meaning to get into. Je fais surtout du popping et du hip-hop. Et donc, c'est ça. Mais j'adore la musique house. Puis cet été, je me sens vraiment appelée par la danse aussi. Fait que c'est comme, bon, c'est un peu rough pour commencer. Genre, il y avait certaines personnes que leur workshop était plus facile à suivre que d'autres. Il y en avait qui étaient vraiment axés sur la musique, d'autres sur l'intention derrière le mouvement. Le dernier que j'ai fait m'a tué. Genre, j'ai failli abandonner parce que c'était trop technique pour moi. J'étais comme, je connais genre un pas de house. Genre, je peux pas comme faire 1000 variations avec des sauts et tout, mais bon. C'était vraiment, c'est ça. Je voulais juste faire un shout-out à Oswella. C'est vraiment des artistes que j'ai beaucoup aimé découvrir le mois passé. Puis ça, c'est la Moon Pays, c'est la seule chanson en fait qui est released sur, t'sais, en ligne.
Oh, no way.
Ils en ont joué beaucoup plus, là. Mais,
est-ce qu'ils sont plutôt antillais?
Je pense que oui, ils sont français.
Okay.
Je sais pas exactement c'est quoi leurs origines.
Parce que le titre est en créole, je sais pas si
ouais.
c'est. Lequel, mais ok.
Ouais, c'est ça.
Je vais lock in. Je vais mm-hmm. tune in. J'aime bien les sons un peu afro-caribéennes.
Mm-hmm. Fait qu'on va rester à l'affût de ce qu'ils font prochainement, honnêtement.
Et ouais.
I'll let y'all know. Vous allez savoir s'ils sortent des nouveaux trucs. Ok, ben, on passe à la prochaine.
Oui.
Ok, donc j'ai une artiste montréalaise, une rappeuse qui s'appelle Chung. Charlotte à mon amie Veda qui m'a fait découvrir. Je sais plus quand, là, ça fait comme une bonne, peut-être 2-3 ans qu'elle m'a fait découvrir son album de 2021. Et là, j'ai, en regardant ça un peu, j'ai vu qu'elle avait sorti un album en 2025 qui s'appelle Tentos and Testimonies. Et ça, c'est la première tune de l'album, ça s'appelle Moral Code. Donc, shout out to a local artist. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If the doors don't open, I'ma kick that sucker in. Plug me in after I hit him with a usher spin. I rub it in like you know who the mother is. Patience been running thin. Talking like you got another chin. Coming in like my screws too loose. Screw you and your brother's kid. Give them a mile, what they do, take another inch. Yeah. You know how it goes. Give them a smile to take shit for a joke. Bitches with enormous domes, living off stones and they horoscopes. I love the bread and I hold the toast. I'm almost close for my folks in a foreign code. To get far, be mindful of your approach. Praise Allah, moral code is a road less often roll. Yeah, yeah. Bitches with enormous storms, living off stones and they horoscopes. Love the bread and I hold the toast. I'm almost close for my foes in a foreign coat. To get far, be mindful of your approach. Praise Allah. Yeah. Praise Allah. Yeah. 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 Yeah
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Put your back into it. Fuck what they talking about. Ain't no time for politicking. Let the fucking dogs out. I can hear the bombs ticking, blowing up the doghouse. I can't lie. I can't lie, I'm feeling it. I can't lie, I'm killing it. I can't lie, I'm killing shit. Spit in the middle, throwing ass in a mosh pit. Yeah, this shit gon' hit. Bet you niggas thought I lost it. Yeah, this shit gon' hit. Got these haters finna off it. Kick rocks. Head tap. I told her mama don't watch that. Wasting my time reciting his lines. I told her little nigga to get back. Breaking them off like Kit Kat. Throwing them off like three stacks. You do not know us, you trying to slow us. All of that noise can't risk that. Can't take that risk. Know what kind of pride I had to put aside for this. Know what kind of sacrifice I had to make for this. So fuck this one for the kids. This one for the ones that see what it really is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stick to the plan, bitch. Stick to the plan. 100,000 miles, I got the world up in my head. I only ask myself. All these foreign countries, pray to God for all the cars I'm dealt. I feel good, I feel alive. I just step right every time. Making noise they can't deny. Hey look, pop, now I can fly. Hey look, my eye touched the sky. This for all the stuck up lames that act like they ain't recognized. This for all the restless days, I pray that I'll be sanctified. Please stand for the national anthem. For the national anthem. Staying for the national anthem. Staying for the national anthem. Staying for the national anthem. Hand on your heart. Hand on your knees.
That was National Anthem by Shamar Pierre. I just discovered this song like a few days ago. I saw a reel from this artist, like a clip of his music video for this song. And I was like, oh, this is it. And I immediately started imagining myself playing this before a night out with the girls, you know, like a little villain entry anthem. It's just very hype.
It is hype. Well, no, I don't know if I should do it.
Do what?
Do a shout out to my man. Because when the song was playing, I got a text from Braxis saying, "Oh, I love this song," and saying that he might hear Drake if he hears this.
Yeah, you'll not be hearing Drake on this show. Just so you know.
Well, do you think we can pledge that? No, let's not commit to that.
Because he does have some good songs.
Yeah, we will probably play Drake at some point. But not today. But shout out Braxton for knowing this song.
It is not a boy song, by the way. Bye.
Okay, so I want to introduce the next song. Only Love, by Ezra Collective, feat Passaloo. Une petite chanson qui vient de sortir, j'adore. Je pense que je vais vraiment aimer genre jouer des petites chansons toutes nouvelles. Mm-hmm. Donc ça, c'est sorti la semaine passée, puis j'étais comme, ben parfait pour notre show. Ezra Collective, c'est un collectif jazz du UK que j'ai découvert quand j'étais au UK, en fait, en 2024. Puis voilà, je les aime beaucoup, beaucoup. J'attends encore le jour où ils vont venir au festival de jazz, peut-être la semaine, peut-être l'année prochaine, who knows. Mais c'est ça, c'est un bon petit feature aussi avec Passaloo, j'aime beaucoup la vibe. Donc je vous mets ça, Ezra Collective, Only Love.
Aïe. Ayo Ezra, wow, go on the you feeling calm and collected? Ha, you have to give it to them? No. I know. If I never come, I will never see. If I never fall, I will never learn. If I never love, I will never feel. And if I never feel, I will never grow. I know about the sirens, but we got away. I'm coming from a poverty, but we still make a way. They had me living bell, and then they send me jail. Now I'm feeling like a sailor, trying to navigate. I'm on a second landing, puffing 88. We're sleeping on free flow, we puffed in vape. I don't like pride, I stay away from ego. I know about respect, disrespect get handled. I know about pain, I felt a million times. People I love die while I'm locked up in a cage. I be feeling heartbreak, yeah, I can't escape. But my soul getting stronger, the mind can't break. As
it's
you can
see.
In the flesh, living life after death. No spears and arrows, we got sweets in hell. Can't you survive we don't like the violence? But you know, lacking could just stop me breathing. Yo, everything great, nothing like the gold pavement. Surrounded by blocks full of drugs and poverty. Postcode wars while the land discriminates. Suicide drives people losing their sanity. House full of strong roots, hood full of fallen fruits. What's a brother meant to do when the streets got no rules? I never want to carry tool, but I'm from an up block. Crazy people everywhere won't hesitate to drop my body. Xbox on, Viva Milk, I'm juicy. Coke soft poly from my 88 vaping. AP stack, so they send man to basic. I'm far from basic, higher than standard.
It's only love. It's only love, only love.
To me, oh, money.
Alors, c'était Show Me the Money de Standing on the Corner. Quand je disais que j'aimais montrer des chansons toutes nouvelles, celle-là vient de sortir aujourd'hui avec un autre single, Gimme My Gun, je crois que ça s'appelle. Fait que, bon, Show Me the Money, Gimme My Gun, we know what they're about. Mais voilà, Experimental Band from Brooklyn, New York, ils viennent de sortir ça. Je les ai découverts il y a quelques années, puis genre, je suis vraiment contente qu'ils sortent du nouveau truc, donc I will be listening more. Voilà.
C'est le temps de dire bye. We're about to play Nights Like This by Planet Giza. Wanted to take this opportunity to say Happy Pride Month. We literally forgot to mention it because it was just any other month for us. But Happy Pride Month.
Every month is Pride Month, but exactly. I guess June is a little bit more Pride Month.
It's a bit more rainbowish. Yeah, remember that black music is what was it? Music is black and
black is music. So Nights Like This by Planet Giza. Bye.
I wish this night would last forever. Forever. I wish this night would last forever. Told my mama I was finna be a singer, she believed it.